Scores of people gathered for a news conference at Civic Center before the weekly meeting of the Board of Supervisors this morning. They held banners that read, "Stop Sheriff Violence." The event was organized by the Coalition to End Sheriff Violence in LA Jails. Their goal was to urge the supervisors to approve a proposal to create a civilian commission to oversee the sheriff's department.
So I do think this is an important step that the board is making. I do hope the board will pass this motion.
That's Peter Eliasberg, legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California. He pointed a year-long study about 4 successes in sheriff department as the reason why the commission is needed. Sandra Neal said her 28-year-old son is a survivor of sheriff deputy violence. Her son was hospitalized for 10 days after finishing a short sentence in jail 3 years ago. No one was held accountable, and that's when Neal decided to fight back.
Every attempt that I had in person or phone calls was just met with brick walls, code of silence. They wouldn't talk about it, and they tried to intimidate me and really tried to stop me from trying to investigate. So I had to help him with his care, help him with his mental health care, his physical wounds, and get him through this. And no one ever really gets through this kind of a brutal assault, especially when it's done at the hands of deputies wearing badges that are never held accountable for their actions.
During the board meeting, Supervisor Mark Wigley Thomas and Gloria Monina spoke in favor of the proposal. But Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky was firm in his opposition. He said at the end of the day, it's the supervisors that govern the county, and the civilian commission would have no legal power to do anything. The supervisors are expected to vote on the proposal next month. Zhao Chen, Annenberg Radio News.